This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the website completely free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, most of them. So see what you get for free at freetalklive.com. I bet you'll get more for free than if you paid for those other guys' sites. But see for yourself. freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, by the way, want to welcome our newest affiliate, newest weekday affiliate, KFLD News Talk. News Talk KFLD up in Pasco, Washington, has been on board with the show on weekends for a long time, but now they have decided to add Free Talk Live to their overnight shift.
Awesome.
So, yeah, as of, I think it was last night, we kicked off over there, and so welcome to all of our weekday listeners to News Talk 870 KFLD in Pasco, Washington. So 1-800-259-9231. Of course, if you're not getting the show live and you still want to participate, you can. You don't have. There's no obligation that you be listening to Free Talk Live. Obviously, if you are and you are on, you know, whatever topic happens to be at the moment of discussion, you probably get preference. But anybody can call in and talk about whatever they want. So that's the point of the program. 800-259-9231. Of course, our live hours are 7 to 10 Eastern at night every single day, as we will take your calls about whatever you want. Now, last night, I mentioned that there was a news about a tree situation with a church, pruning fines, where a church has been fined $100 per branch for pruning, excessive pruning, according to some local government. This is CharlotteObserver.com. Every 2 or 3 years, Eddie Sales trims and prunes the crepe myrtles at his church, Abermale Road Presbyterian Church.
I love crepe myrtles. They're beautiful in the springtime, you know, all different colors.
But this year, the city of Charlotte cited the church for improperly pruning its trees. He said, or one of the church members said, we always try to keep our trees trimmed because you don't want to worry about them hanging down in the way. Church was fined $100 per branch cut for excessive pruning, bringing the violation to a total of $4,000.
These are their trees?
You mean the city?
Well, I'm asking whose trees it are. I mean, if the city is is the city section, or is it on the church property?
Says here it's on the grounds of the Abermale Road Presbyterian Church.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, why not? Why doesn't it make sense? I mean, you've got governments out there that have regulations about how high your grass can grow and all manner of other nonsensical, how green it has to be. You can't have brown grass in some places.
It's insane.
Well, it's an ordinance. It doesn't mean it can't be fought, but it's kind of like a bad haircut. It'll grow back. So how do they define...
The ordinance or the tree?
Well, the tree. But how do they define what excessive cutting is? Do they have measurements and ratios and calculations about this?
It's a fine question. I'm sure they'll get to the government's thoughts here in a moment here. But the fine will be dropped because, you know, the government people, they care.
They're generous.
Right.
They're merciful people.
The fine will be dropped if the church replaces each of the improperly pruned trees.
They have to pull out the old tree and put a new tree in?
That sounds like to me, isn't
it? Insane.
According to the senior urban forester for the City of Charlotte Land Development Division, Tom Johnson, he said, when they are non-repairable, when they have been pruned beyond repair, we will ask them to be replaced. And they're just asking you, hey, you don't have to replace them. You could just give us $4,000,
yeah,
and then we'll be fine with it.
Revenue.
Well, when you're talking about a mature tree, like I assume these crepe myrtles are, if they're trimming them back like this, you're not talking about a cheap thing to replace. You might, this $4,000 might
be a wash.
A fully
grown tree?
Yeah. Yeah. It might be a wash.
And where do you get something like that from? I mean, most tree farms aren't going to deliver you a fully grown tree,
will.
Are they?
Yeah, they will. They're just not the ones you see. But yeah, they absolutely will deliver you one, sure.
Huh. All right, so...
You can have anything you want. You can have a fully grown oak tree delivered. Don't worry.
if you pay enough money.
Sure. Right money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'll probably be... You're saying it'd probably be more than $4,000.
I'm thinking it would.
Yeah.
We bought a crabapple tree for my house. You know, my son Jack, mm-hmm, you know, my wife decided... We decided together that we were going to do that whole placenta thing, plant a tree on it. And...
That's weird.
Well, I don't think it's weird. Anyway,
why don't you just eat it while you're at it?
Why would you eat it?
I don't know.
It's disgusting.
Some people apparently do that, too.
Very nutritious.
The tree can consume the nutrients in it. However, it was $500 for this crabapple tree. It was by no means mature.
How tall was it?
Taller than me, but not terribly tall. 8-10 feet.
Well, that placenta probably doubled its size in a year.
So Charlotte has had the tree ordinance since 1978, and when trees are incorrectly pruned or topped, people can be subject to fines, according to the bureaucrat. Trees planted as a result of the ordinance are subject to the fines if they are excessively trimmed or pruned. These include, whatever that means, these include trees on commercial property or street trees. They do not include private residents. Johnson, the bureaucrat, said the purpose of the tree ordinance is to protect the trees. And, of course, line our pockets with thousands and thousands of dollars cash.
Moolah.
Charlotte has always been known as the city of trees. When we take down trees, we need to replace these trees. I got no problem with trees. I think trees are beautiful. I enjoy having trees.
It's interesting that they believe that your trees are theirs, though. And this is really what it all comes down to, is everything on your property belongs to the municipality of wherever it is that you are. They believe they own your property. And they're right. If you don't pay your property taxes on an annual basis or biannual basis or whatever, it won't be too long until they take away your right to be there.
But churches don't pay property taxes there, do they?
Good.
It doesn't
question.
Change the fact that the municipality owns it.
You know what they should just do is hold a cross out to the bureaucrat.
How's that? Not sure that's going to work.
Well, how about a silver bullet?
No, that's a great point, Mark, that just because frequently we give this example of, well, here's how you don't own your property. Try not paying property taxes and see what happens. And it would make sense, Wayne, that someone could say, well, they don't pay property taxes if they're a church, so therefore the state doesn't own their property. Clearly, this is proof that that's not the case. The people that are calling themselves the state, these men and women, believe that they own everything.
They're right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the functionally they are correct. If they can tell you how to trim your trees on your property and fine you money for not replacing them, then they own those trees. If you don't fight back, then you've given them to them.
So what would happen in this case if the church didn't pay the $4,000? Would they then put a lien on the church's property?
I guess they would. Churches sell property.
Yeah. Not too often, I wouldn't imagine.
Not if they're successful, but... So sometimes they're so successful they sell their property and go get another church.
So the question is, I guess, how will the church folks deal with this? Will they actually pony up, as most obedient people will? Oh, darn it, we got caught for the tree ordinance because we're going to have to pony up the cash. Pass the offering plate. Charlotte, again, had the ordinance since 1978. The purpose, he says, is to protect trees. Individuals who would like to trim their trees should call the city foresters to receive it. It's a free permit. Hey,
what's the big deal? You get permission. It's free.
Just call us. Just ask us if you can do what you want to do before you do it, because that's what a good little citizen does. That's what a good little serf does, because you don't actually own your property, so you must ask mommy. You must ask master. Daddy. The landlord, shall we say. If you can do whatever it is you want to do. And then maybe our gracious bureaucrats will allow you the free permit. Or maybe they won't. Because frequently the answer when you ask government people questions is no. They don't like change. That's why historical societies are put together where they have these historic districts in a lot of places where you can't change anything without going to some government bureaucrat or some board of bureaucrats for permission. You can't change the color of the paint on your house. You can't put a new window in. You can't change the trim. You can't do anything. You can't even paint inside in some places.
In a town just north of here where they put the windmills up, the local historical society sued the company that's generating the windmills because they had to put higher telephone poles in and lines. And they said, well, that destroys the historical look of the town, having these taller telephone poles. So they basically got a little payoff from the utility company.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. When I needed to remove a tree from my property, I just called a few tree guys, got some quotes, and one of them came out and got the job done.
Was he licensed? I'm sure the town would have sold you a permit if you had asked.
You're probably right about that. 1-800. He didn't ask, apparently, so whatever. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you would like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built in to the same page. There's the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, you'll find that it is completely free. cam.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in just a few weeks, June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there broadcasting live throughout the week, and you could be there as well. In fact, you can be there and socialize with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. It's always a great time. Everything from family fun events to agorism in action, live musical performances. There's a freaking karaoke and all kinds of cooking and campfires, fun, socialization. It's just it's a blast to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and hundreds of them all at the same campground, Rogers Campground, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more and to get registered. PORCFEST.com. Use our coupon code, which is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save 20% on your registration. That's FreeTalkLive is a coupon code. It's all one word at porkfest.com. PORCFEST.com. Look forward to seeing you there. 1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about this church that has been fined $100 per branch for so-called excessive cutting. And the city is saying that they can either pay $4,000 in fines, or the church can just replace the tree. But the bureaucrat who's in charge of this division of the government says that this plan, this program, this set of rules is designed to keep the trees safe or healthy or whatever. How is it that replacing the tree is going to do that? That's going to kill
the tree.
The tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that they had sort of said something to the effect is if they prune so far that they kill the tree or something like that, that they damage the tree severely, that's when they give the fine. Well, don't you won't know that until you've given the tree a chance to grow back, right?
Right. So,
and it probably will grow back.
Trees are pretty resilient. Right. Yeah, they're pretty resilient because they've got the root system is underneath as large as the branches are, at least, right?
As I understand.
So they're not trimming that back. And anyway, a little bit more here, and we'll get right into your calls at 800-259-9231. So the government bureaucrat here explains that on private property, the fine amounts are based on the size of the tree that's been so-called improperly pruned. For small trees such as cherry trees or crepe myrtles, the fine is $75 per tree. But this isn't considered private property. No, Mark. $75 per tree on private property.
Okay.
If you do it wrong. But if you do it on a tree that's near a road, or if you do it on a tree that's on commercial property, and this is a tree that is, I guess, within viewing distance, easily running distance of the road, I mean, probably several steps away,
mm-hmm.
They, you know, find $100 a branch in that case. So if it's at your house, it's $75 for the whole tree. If it's on a commercial property or near a road, it's $100 a branch.
Yeah, the government does seem to think that it owns businesses a little more than it owns residences.
Excessive cutting could increase that fine to $100 per branch. For large trees such as oaks or maples, the fine is $150 per tree. And because there's a widespread lack of understanding on how to prune crepe myrtles in the Charlotte area, the bureaucrats said that residents found in violation regarding these trees are asked to simply replace them, and the fine will be lifted. Sales said trees found in violation of the church must be cut down and replaced with new trees by October, but the church plans to appeal. Doesn't know how much it would cost to replace the trees. One of our producers checked and says that the crepe myrtles are about $200-something dollars a piece, maybe about $300 for a 10-foot tree.
Okay.
Which seems pretty affordable to me. Like, I was kind of surprised by that.
I think you have to have it put in.
Yeah, and I wonder if that includes shipping as well.
Yeah, I suspect not.
Can't be cheap to ship a 10-foot tree.
Well, four of them, right?
Well, yeah. Was it four of them? I missed that point.
I thought it was four trees.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's a good point. 800-259-9231. So, again, here, the bureaucrat is, you're very concerned. You little people, you just don't know. You just don't know what you're doing when it comes to these crepe myrtles. And so we're going to teach you a lesson by threatening you with thousands of dollars in fines. And you can just save the money by going ahead and replacing the trees that we're supposedly protecting. That makes sense, right?
It makes no sense at all.
1-800-259-9231.
It's like, you know, protecting a fine for beating your children. So if you get rid of those children and get new children, we won't fine you.
The bureaucrat says, we're trying to be proactive and not trying to fine people excessively. Hey, $4,000.
Yeah, finding a church $4,000 is that's not excessive.
So we go to you, your phone calls here. Let's talk to Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, so I just wanted to let everybody know that we have a car full of Shire activists being ready to head to D.C. for the Thomas Jefferson Dance Party this Saturday.
Oh, wow. You're heading out already?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get there early. I want to do some interviews. I want to get to know the people that are going to be dancing. There's actually going to be a dance party on DuPont Circle on Friday night to get ready for it.
Nice.
And there's just a lot of logistical stuff that we want to help with and tell the story about the brave people who are being disobedient at the memorial for Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, last time I looked, for those that don't know, this weekend there were about 5 activists arrested, one of them body slammed to the ground and choked because they were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., and this was in response to something you were involved in back in 2008 when other activists were dancing at the Jefferson Memorial silently with their headphones in. One young lady was arrested in that case, and the court case that resulted from that resulted in a man in a robe deciding that, yeah, it's totally fine for park police to arrest you for whatever they want. You know, they can just pretty much tell you you can't do X, Y, and Z.
And make up their own rules.
Yeah, and if you do that, then, well, you know, you can get put in a cage. And so some folks went out there over the weekend to dance, kind of in protest of that and in support of the freedom of expression. And they were arrested, and as I mentioned, violently so. And as a result of that, of course, there's plenty of news coverage, thank goodness. Of course, one of the people that was dancing was Adam Kokesh, so they actually body slammed and choked a television personality while they were at it.
And a war veteran.
That's right.
On Memorial Day.
Not to mention, well, the weekend, but not to mention that they also kicked all the media out of this so-called public place. So it really ended up looking pretty bad for the cops, and the kind of the publicity that surrounded it has resulted in over 2,000, I think it was 2,400 the last time I looked, over 2,000 people saying that they're going to come this Saturday when the dance party commences again at high noon on the Jefferson Memorial, and that's why you're going down there.
Well, that's right. So who knows how many people are actually going to show up, but I think there's going to be dance parties around the nation, you know, in support of, you know, the, but it'd be against police brutality. I think that's what really stirred a lot of people up, but they didn't like what they saw when Kokesh was wearing this Gandhi T-shirt, you know, and was totally, you know, peacefully resisting against these cops, like you said, that body slammed and choked them. And then you had the event organizer, Eddie Freeman, who he was handcuffed and then, you know, made to sit down. And then when the cop went away to arrest somebody else, he got back up and started dancing again. So these are my kind of people.
Yeah.
So we're in a car. We're going to be staying in Connecticut tonight, and then we'll head to D.C. in the morning where we'll meet these people. I'll be broadcasting things on cdevolution.org, tally.tv, and jeffersondanceparty.info is a good source to find a lot of information about where dance parties are in your area, about where you can find arrangements to you know, find a floor to sleep on. If you
I'll tell you what, we're going
to
come back here in a moment. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. I've actually got Ed on the line from D.C. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in a bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at adamandeve.com.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Got a mobile site if you want quick access to our live streams and podcasts. Just go to M as in mobile. .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff. Just about anywhere. And don't get hassled. Get your e-cigarettes now at VaporStation.com. You can get the kit there. I just checked on it. They sold out of the kits, but they will have them again by the weekend. It's VaporStation.com.
They're popping up everywhere, yep. Man. People are buying these things.
You can use coupon code FTL to get 5% off additionally. VaporStation.com.
Everybody I talk to about their experience with the e-cigarette is just so excited about it. I mean, they are saving money, a lot of them, and they are saving their lungs as well. So yeah,
well, it's genius.
You can't make any claims from a standpoint of health because we don't know. It hasn't really been tested, and the FDA doesn't like that.
I don't really care what the FDA
says. I know what they
says,
don't like, but it stands to reason as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's vapor versus smoke. It seems like a no-brainer to me. 1-800-259-9231, but I'm not a doctor, and these claims have not been verified by some independent is, blah, blah, blah.
Somebody who's getting a check from the government.
All right, so 800-259-9231, coming up here this weekend, the dancers are returning in just a few days, Saturday, high noon, the D.C. Jefferson Memorial. People will be dancing, And they will be dancing in spite of what a man in a robe has said, in spite of the fact that men with guns and cages at their disposal will be in the close proximity, and those men with guns and cages are willing to use them on you for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial, as we discovered this weekend. The video footage, of course, is over. We posted over at Freekeen. I think it's probably up at cdevolution.org. We just had Jason Talley on the line. He dropped off, unfortunately, but we had Jason Talley, who is the managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, which is a the CD Evolution Fund has kind of been set up to support civil disobedience happening here in New Hampshire. A lot of people might want the CD Evolution Fund to support civil disobedience going on elsewhere, but it's a small organization, and the purpose of it is to focus activity in New Hampshire. That's why all of us here on this show made the move here. We made the move because of the Free State Project, because of the idea of bringing freedom-loving people together to the same place to get active. And so in order to be a part of that and to encourage that, that's why the CD Evolution Fund focuses its funds, at least, on New Hampshire. But one of the other things that Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund does is it focuses on other great civil disobedience from around the country and around the world. So some of the great things that have happened in Orlando, like feeding the homeless without permits, that has been, I think, focused on over there, giving out fully informed jury association information without asking for permission. We focused on that as well when that has happened outside of New Hampshire. And now Jason is going down to D.C. He's on his way there pretty much right now with a group of activists, carload full of New Hampshire-based activists, coming down there to help out in D.C. and participate, likely, in the dancing on Saturday. In fact, I think Ed is with us here in D.C. Ed, you're on. Is it Eddie or Ed? Eddie, D.C.? I think we've got him. Going once. Eddie going twice.
Can you hear me, guys?
Hey, is it Ed or Eddie?
Eddie is fine, or Ed. I go by both.
Okay. Well, Ed's here in D.C., and you were one of the guys that was arrested. I believe the gentleman with the longer hair on Saturday, and you are back at it again this coming Saturday. Is that right?
We sure are.
So what did you want to share tonight?
I'm sorry?
What did you want to share with our audience tonight, Ed?
Well, there's just a lot of exciting stuff. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen the story all over mainstream news. It's just been really exciting. I mean, to tell you the truth, I'm just tired as hell. I've been inundated with interviews and whatnot. I've got a friend of mine. He's projecting that we're going to hit 3,000 by midnight tonight.
You mean on the Facebook?
Yeah, as far as attendees, he's projecting we'll hit 3,000 by midnight if it goes the way it's been going.
It's pretty great.
And, you know, even if a small percentage of that shows up, it's going to make a hell of a difference.
How has the media been to you? You said you've been doing interviews.
The media has been great, actually. I just did an interview with the local Fox News last night. I posted the interview. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but I thought it was quite fair. The reporter kept mentioning that this is a peaceful demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been fine. ABC, NBC, CBS, they've actually all been great.
It's really
this.
An ideal.
I think that a lot of them saw what happened last Saturday, how the police not only kicked out folks that were videotaping, but even NBC that was there, and mm-hmm. and there's footage where you can see the officer even, you know, grab the NBC cameraman and shove him out.
You know, the fact that NBC was the only mainstream media organization to show up at the original event, I imagine those other news agencies aren't going to be showing up a second time, so I bet you're going to have probably quadruple at least the attendance from mainstream media, don't you think?
Yeah, I fully expect NBC, CBS, or all of them, CNN, Fox, I expect them all to be there. We are going to be doing a press conference at 11 at the foot. Bottom of the steps there, and we're giving priority to all independent journalists.
Now, Ed, do you have a permit for that press conference?
Yeah, I have a permit by my right of being a sentient being.
You know, my question is, why can't these cops just sit back and enjoy the show? I mean, it's warm weather. You got all these young women and hardly dressed in anything. Why would they want to ruin that?
Well, it was mostly a sausage fest. There was one lady.
I think they all had a bad attitude, you know. We challenged them to a dance-off, and we saw, you know, the really bad losers. And, you know, so we decided, out of the goodness of our hearts, we would go ahead and let them try to rematch us again. And we just want everybody to tune in and watch the rematch this next Saturday.
So
you know, I've got nothing but just... Everybody's talking about how bad I'm dancing, so I plan on making up for that this Saturday, let me tell you.
Did I see you post on Facebook that Adam Kokesh was called by a member of the park police?
He sure was. He was actually called by the chief.
Really?
And the chief of police asked him, and I don't know why he asked him, because the event is open. He can see how many people are coming or mm-hmm. how many people have at least clicked attending. But he asked... And he asked Adam how many people were coming, because he needed to know to make sure that he could protect our First Amendment.
What a joke.
Is this the guy that runs the group of people that choked Adam a couple of days before this?
Exactly.
It's that guy? It's the same guy?
It's not the same guy.
No. It's their commander. It's their chief.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the choker commander.
Right, the guy
who choked people to protect their rights.
The choker's boss.
Did you find out who he was, by the way, that officer? Because apparently the guy that choked
really
Adam Kokesh.
It's really strange about that guy. Adam had a run-in with him once before.
Right.
When he had confronted Eric Holder about the drug war. He'd asked Eric Holder, you know, Mr. Holder.
That's the attorney general.
If we end the drug war, will that keep police officers from being killed in the line of duty, or more officers from being killed in the line of duty? And of course he said no. And the officer protecting Eric Holder was actually the same officer that choked him.
So, JeffersonDanceParty.info, is that the place for the latest information that folks can go to?
That's the place to go. It's got the Twitter updates. It's got Facebook updates. It's got the Ustream. So, it's got everything right on that website, guys.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We get you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a whole list of different things you can get from Amazon. You actually go into Amazon there, and you can click through our affiliate links and buy whatever it is you want. You can purchase used, purchase brand new. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. The other option for you is Newegg. So you've got Amazon, and there's like a list of different Amazons you can go to for different countries around the world. But then there's also Newegg, which is the kind of the premier location on the internet to get computer parts and some other electronics. You can order through Newegg, and you're actually going to benefit the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So when you order through Amazon, you benefit Free Talk Live. And when you order through the Newegg links, you'll benefit the CD Evolution Fund and help do things like send Jason Talley and activists down to, say, like D.C., as they're going to this weekend, to participate in, to document, to assist with the upcoming D.C. dance party. We did have Ed on the line, who was one of the folks that was putting this, is putting this together, had put together the original dance party that came this past weekend, where nearly half a dozen people were arrested in a very violent manner in some cases. The dance party is going to go on again coming up on Saturday. There are, instead of 75 people on Facebook saying they're going to go this time, we're coming up on about 2,500 people last time I looked saying they're going to be attending on Facebook. And so I'm hoping that translates into at least double or triple the numbers of people that actually end up attending this Saturday. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be huge. I don't know what to actually expect, but I do expect more people are going. We know more people are going because a carload of activists, at least one carload, is coming from New Hampshire all the way down there. So people are traveling a distance in some cases to actually attend this.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how many people are going to dance and how many people are going to photograph it.
Jefferson Dance Party, I believe it's jeffersondanceparty.info. You can also look for, I believe, Dance Party at TJ's on Facebook. and that'll bring up the Facebook event, and there's all kinds of positive comments and people saying nice things. And as was mentioned, a number of dancing events will be going on across the country, so maybe D.C. isn't the most convenient of locations for you, like you live on the West Coast or in the middle of the country, etc. You don't want to do something locally. Maybe you can't afford the gas. I mean, it's not cheap to travel these days. I wouldn't blame anybody for not wanting to go to D.C., number one, because it's expensive, number two, because it's D.C. But there are federal properties all over the place, federal monuments and federal buildings, places you can go, and theoretically you could have your own dance party at those places. And I'm sure that there's discussion about that over at jeffersondanceparty.info. You can probably link to the right places where you can hook up with other people and figure out where to go locally. So I'm pretty excited by this. I think that I didn't get a chance to mention this while we were talking to either Jason or Ed, but this has to be one of the most ideal instances of civil disobedience that could ever happen.
Why?
Because a lot of people, when they look at civil disobedience, it's easy to be critical of the issue that maybe has been chosen. You know, you shouldn't be smoking pot in the park, or whatever. You know, you shouldn't be topless as a woman. There are all these people that will just in general be against it. And I'm sure there are people that are against dancing at a public park, but it's got to be tough to be against dancing. Like, it's just not quite in the same category as, say, being topless or smoking pot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the one critique we had, and I think it's a relevant one, is that, well, the feds have to be able to control something on their property, so maybe they were too controlling in this instance, but they do have to have some level of control, so therefore the protest here really is pointless because they have to have some level of control. I guess is the point of the critique.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to call enough cops out for this coming weekend. If the numbers are even a tenth of what they say they are on Facebook, if, you know, 100 people show up or 200 people show up, that alone is going to be a very difficult proposition for the police to handle. They could barely handle 5 people over this weekend.
Yeah. They had 3 cops for 5 people and could barely handle them at all.
I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't try to put everybody on, bring a bunch of cops on for overtime, and really kind of beef up security for this. And clearly they are already kind of sniffing it out to get some idea of how they're going to approach it. And who knows what kind of shenanigans they're going to come up with. I mean, they must know now that there's going to be a press conference at 11 a.m. and the dancing will commence at high noon. So maybe they'll try to pull something at the press conference. You never know with these people.
Well, these are peaceful people protesting, so maybe there'd be some kind of provocateur event. We'll see.
That's a great point, because frequently the government will put somebody in amongst the protesters and then have them throw a bottle or do something violent to give the police the opportunity and the excuse to start shooting, for instance, and probably rubber bullets or something, but to start shooting the activists. And some of the cops really get a kick out of that. They really enjoy shooting people.
Yeah, and it came out about a year ago in declassified documents. The Kent State University shooting back in the late 60s was provocateur.
That's really,
you know, I heard it on NPR, too.
So one of the other reasons why this is ideal, in my opinion, is because it's peaceful. It's, of course, completely peaceful. It's dancing. What could be better? I mean, really, what other examples of civil disobedience today really rise to this particular level? It's something that's easy for people to get involved with. It's easy for people to empathize with. I mean, who hasn't shimmied a little bit or done some sort of dance in their life at some point?
Unless you're a Baptist. If you're a Baptist, they don't dance
right.
at all.
I'm sure that foot tapping might count for this, too.
Yeah. You're right, Mark. I mean, there's a very good chance that someone standing in the Jefferson Memorial after being told not to dance, who begins tapping his foot, could very well be arrested. That wouldn't surprise me, just judging how these cops were behaving. So it's really ideal because the police show themselves, of course, as being the violent aggressors, and these people are just simply dancing in an open public space. What could be better? Have you seen any instances of civil disobedience in your lifetime that you've been cognizant of that are better than this one?
I couldn't say. I'd love to see somebody standing there just tapping their foot and pointing down at their foot that's tapping just so the cops can have to see it. Just take a look, copper. I got my foot tapping.
Yeah, that would make some great footage. So, footage. 800-259-9231. All right, so we'll continue here. You can bring up whatever you want. It doesn't have to be DC. It doesn't have to be dancing. You can take control. Let's talk to, I believe we got David listening in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, David, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right on. Man, I'm David G. from Lancaster, California. I probably live in the biggest police city in all of California. Let me just give you a little brief rundown of my town. I'm in L.A. County, okay? That means the whole county of Los Angeles. We are one of the smallest cities, but yet we have the most sheriffs in all of L.A. County. And we're talking more than L.A., more than everything. And I on a daily basis, usually, I go and I confront every single sheriff that is out there doing injustice. I'm on a YouTube channel, and you can see all my videos and stuff like that. But,
what's your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel is YouTube.com/AmericasPolitics. One word. I go to City Hall, and I guess apparently every single sheriff knows me by name now.
So when you confront these guys, I mean, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Pretty much is like there was an instance where there was a party, right, at a house. And what happened was, see, I went to City Hall for this one, too. The cops or the sheriffs, they decided, you know, the kids that were having the party, what they're doing in their house is none of my business. But what was the good thing about it is that you have a right not to cooperate with the sheriffs in any way, shape, or form. You don't have to answer any of their questions. You don't have to open the door or address them in any way, shape, or form.
That's all true.
And so what they did, they decided not to answer their door. They decided to lock their door, close the blinds, you know, and turn off their music because I guess they were being pretty loud or whatnot. And instead of the sheriff obeying the Constitution and giving them their right to privacy, they decided to hop the backyard. They decided to invade their privacy, okay, and when somebody was upset enough to videotape them doing this, he got shot with a taser, and he got thrown, and he's in jail right now facing like 7 to 10 years in prison.
I think I heard about this story. What did they charge him with?
They charged him with assault on a peace officer. They charged him with obstruction of justice, and they gave him a phony charge, and I think now it's gone. In a vehicle without the owner's consent. He was never in any vehicle.
Was there any video of what happened to him?
No, because the sheriffs, they decided to erase the video that he was using to record him. But we have video of them being inside the backyard, which is really crazy.
Which they didn't have permission to do.
Exactly. You know, and then I have the sheriff saying, yeah, we know you. Yeah, we know you. Because I filed one grievance on the sheriff that was in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you better look out, man. I mean, you make yourself a target in an area where there's not much activist backup. What's your YouTube channel again? America's Politics?
Yes, America's Politics. One word. A-M-E-R-I-C-A-S.
Very good, man. Hey, keep up the good work out there. Appreciate hearing from you, and try to be safe, because, man, being alone and up against the sheriff, that's not an easy proposition. Or choose next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.